Education Bureau. Listening exemplar for the learning progression framework for English language. Grandma calls. Copyrights reserved by Education Bureau. Part 1. Grandma is on the phone asking Xiaoha to do her shopping for her. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions.
Hello.
Is that you, Xiaoha? This is Grandma.
Oh, hello, Grandma. How are you?
Well, Xiaoha, I'm not feeling well today. I called to ask if you could do some shopping for me.
Sure, Grandma.
Good. Have you got a pen with you? You'll need to write down the shopping items.
Yes, I'm ready. What do you need?
Listen carefully. I'm cooking something special for the Chinese New Year. You need to get 6 eggs, a chicken, a cabbage, and some rice. By the way, I also need a wooden spoon.
Grandma, we've got plenty of rice here at home. Why don't I bring you some?
Thank you. That would be kind. Don't buy rice, then. Have you written down everything?
Let me check. 6 eggs, a chicken, a cabbage, and a wooden spoon. I'll also bring you some rice from home.
Now answer question 1.
Do you need anything else?
Yes. Can you go to the tailor's shop? He is making a new shirt for your grandpa. I'll call to let him know you'll pick it up later. By the way, make sure you get the eggs from Old Tom, not the grocery store. Tom's eggs are always fresh.
Yes, Grandma.
When will you be here?
It's now 1 o'clock. I'll have lunch first. I think I'll be there in 2 hours. Please get some rest, Grandma.
Thank you so much, Xiaoha. That's very kind of you. I'll see you then. Goodbye.
Now answer questions 2 to 4. That's the end of part 1. Part 2. Xiaoha and her grandma are talking about the shopping route Xiaoha has taken. Listen to their conversation and write numbers 1 to 3 in the correct boxes.
Hello, Grandma.
You're here at last. I was worried about you.
I'm sorry I'm late. I went to many different places. I met a friend and saw some exciting things.
Where did you go first?
I went from our house on Chim Road up to the corner opposite the car park. That's where I met my friend Tony. We talked for a while.
So you met him on the corner of Chim Road and Foo Street. Is that right?
Yes.
Where did you go then?
I went up Foo Street to the next corner opposite the sports field. I tripped on my shoelace and fell on the ground beside the fountain.
Oh dear! Did you get hurt?
I'm fine, Grandma.
Now answer question one.
Good. Where did you go after that?
I went to the tailor's shop to collect Grandpa's shirt. After that, I went to the market. On the corner of York Street and Sand Street, I saw a car accident. The cars were damaged, but no one was injured.
Now answer question two.
I'm pleased no one was hurt. Where did you go next?
After that, I started looking for somewhere to sit in the shade because I was feeling really hot and tired. I went down to Market Street. There was a park across the road. I went there and sat down. While I was there, I saw a dog chasing some birds. It was barking loudly.
Which park do you mean?
The park opposite Old Tom's shop on York Street. Then I remembered that I had to get eggs. So I walked across to Old Tom's shop to get them before I came here. Here are all the things you need, Grandma.
Thanks, Xiaoha. That's very helpful of you.
Now answer question three. That's the end of part two.